Hunter, after the first couple of games, what could be better by your club going into the home opener now tomorrow night to get a win here against the Kings?
Well, it could be 2-0, but it's what we got ourselves into, and you know what? I think the character in this locker room shows. I think everyone in here knows that we are better and we want to be better, and everyone's working hard today, and I think tomorrow's going to be fun.
Challenge for you after the first couple of games. I mean, you're under siege with 77 shots or around there that you faced.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know what, though? I love it. I had so much fun playing, and I think the guys know that I'm ready to play, and you can see that they're bringing their games and they're working hard too, and that's key. That once everyone sees each other's working hard, then we can start working together and put a really good product on the ice.
After that shot,
yeah, that one that was clean right between the eyes. It's not very often you get both buckles going on the helmet, but that one hurt a bit.
Does this at all, do you think, at having the different results kind of temper maybe people's expectations? It can be kind of good in that way for people to know, hey, you guys are human and it's up and down.
I don't think so. I mean, we're 1-1. We're still in a good spot. I remember last year we started 0-2, and look at the year we had last year. So I think we just need to continue building. And I think you can see in this locker room, you just take a look around and everyone's exhausted after practice. They're working hard and you can still see they got that swagger. So I think the character is in this room, and we just need to continue to work and build together.
You go up against good shooters on every team, but Kovalchuk's back in the NHL. What do you expect tomorrow night?
You know what? I don't really know exactly what to expect. I've played him in a world championship before. I don't remember getting any clean shots against me, but he's an A-plus scorer, so I'm going to definitely have to bear down on him.
Do you watch, you're one that likes to watch video, but what do you watch from, just from their first couple of games, or do you have any?
I go over my clips. I make sure that my details are right, I'm staying tight, and see anywhere I can improve. Mainly we look at goals, improve on them, fix the mistakes or problems if there is one, and then we just continue on and kind of put it in the back of our mind. You know, we don't have to worry about these losses or goals too much. We just continue building for a better game, a better tomorrow.
So when you watch video, it's more of yourself as opposed to watching, say, opposing shooters or that sort of thing, looking for tendencies?
Yeah, no, I definitely don't watch individual players and what they do. You kind of learn that with experience. One thing you do watch power plays and just get a feel for where people are putting the pucks and where the openings are. But it's always different because our penalty kill is different than other teams. So you got to kind of study both sides of it.